And it is Thursday morning, 9:30 rolling around, and that means it's time for us to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis and frequently the crew of Dungis Family of Autos. And good morning, Brad. Nice to have you here this morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. February was truck month, and I know Ford doesn't always necessarily make truck month just a month-long observance.
Yeah, it's the beginning of truck month. Yeah. It started about the middle of February, and we're rolling right on. We're going to go through the month of March, but it was a big finish. We really finished February strong and up, I think, over 60% in February alone versus last February. Wow. The local economy is doing great and been trading for a lot of cars. We've got a huge selection of used cars because of all the new cars we've been selling. Mm-hmm. We actually exceeded our objective on the Toyota side also. So we sold over 100 cars altogether in February, which is a really good month for us on the retail side.
Well, congratulations, and that means that there are quite a few satisfied drivers out in
the
around
right.
Bartlesville.
That's right. That's what we like to have, and great deals still for everybody. We've got all our internet prices up on our website. It is truck month, so the manufacturer incentives, particularly on all the trucks, and that doesn't mean just the pickup trucks, of course. It extends into all the SUVs and all the other trucks, as opposed to cars.
Built on a truck body.
Yes. Yeah. And so that great deals on all that, and Toyotas too. So if you're in the market, it's a great time to buy. Still have some 2016s out there that have really big discounts on them. And you can check it out online, like I said, on our website with upfront pricing and all the incentives are usually explained pretty well there. There might be a few others that are special incentives that you get private offers from the manufacturer, or maybe affiliation stuff if you're a recent college graduate or planning to graduate later this year. If you're a first-time buyer, if you're a member of the American Quarter Horse Association, if you're planning to upfit your truck and put something else on it, sometimes we can get you extra rebates for that.
And I know sometimes there are employee groups and other things that you get some special pricing.
Different
as well,
affiliations. Yeah. Some of the major employers in town have relationships with Ford that give them big discounts. Mm-hmm. Definitely want to take advantage of that and let us know if you're, we can check whether your employer has that.
Yeah.
It's a simple process.
It's unfortunate you don't have a complete list that you can say, are you a this, are you a that, and just check.
Well, there's thousands of these, and there's actually different programs.
Sure.
And usually the HR departments of the companies do a pretty good job of communicating that, what it's called within their program and what kind of deal they get. So usually it's pretty clear to people that the kind of deal they get.
If you're a member, you probably know it. And I know it's been Ford Truck Month, but that also means that Toyota kind of answers that promotion with some pricing on their own.
Yeah, we've got great rebates on the Toyota side and discounts, of course, on the Toyota trucks as well. Great selection too. Everything you could want right now. It's a great time of year to buy. And there's good selection and great rebates. What we're seeing too is just really great sales on the new Super Duty. We've talked about it the last few months, but that vehicle is just continuing to really impress people. If you haven't experienced it, you need to come check it out if you use heavy trucks. Mm-hmm. But it's the best on the market. It's the best Ford's ever built. It's got a great engine. It's got a great technology in it. The guys who tow and work in their vehicles are really impressed with it, and that's obviously going to be good for our business.
It's not always the way we use trucks around here, but that's how trucks grew up, as a work vehicle.
And
Ford, they still use them a lot.
Ford still dominates in that market, and if you go by a work site, and you'll see Ford trucks usually all over it, and that's most companies run Ford trucks, and there's a reason, because they're very reliable and a good value up front, but they last well over time, and they have all the great safety technology and other stuff that you look for in a vehicle these days, and that's so important. It's good fuel economy, good low cost of maintenance and operation if you're a business, and then being able to get good resale value on your vehicle too.
And that's important, and we've talked about the differences on how Ford and Toyota market their vehicles, and sometimes that's why you'll see a better resale value on a similar Toyota, because they don't discount as much as maybe Ford does. But Lincoln does a great job with their vehicles too.
Oh yeah, and it really is a matter of the rebate and the incentives that they put in. They do cause some of that natural loss of value. But you know, really, the all our vehicles are so well made these days, and I mean, all brands are that they do retain their value. We're seeing great deals in vehicles that are that have a few miles on them. You know, our used cars these days, we keep cars that have over 100,000 miles, 200,000 miles as retail cars, which mm-hmm. we probably wouldn't have done in the past.
Yeah, well, that helps you out with the Q-certified program on cars with
Well, just being able to trade for all cars, you know, because it gives people, you know, obviously we've got to be able to buy the car from you and it helps us get you in a new vehicle. Definitely want to buy all kinds of cars. We talk about that too, but we're always in the market to supplement our used car operation with additional used cars and looking to really for any kind of vehicle that you've got. If you're looking to unload a vehicle or if you're just looking to trade maybe and want a cash offer for your vehicle, make sure the other dealer's treating you right. We'll be happy to do that.
Well, I got a good idea. Why don't people just set an appointment for a 995 oil change, and then while they're waiting for the oil to change to be done, which typically does, you know, about a half an hour more or less, take a look around the lot and maybe set up a test drive.
And get your vehicle evaluated at the same time. Just know what it's worth. That's really easy to do. Give us a call down there. We'll be happy to set that appointment on both sides and make it really easy. And, you know, that is something we focus on now, our appointments and making it convenient for you and your time. We know that time is such a valuable thing for people with everything going on in Bartlesville. Heck, this weekend, I can't even keep my head straight with the Great American Conference tournament, I think, is going on.
I'm
not mistaken. I know I have tickets to that.
It is going
on. The Washington County Livestock Show is off and running today.
I'll go a little ways out of town and say the Osage County Livestock Show also going
Also going on. We've got just a stacked up events all month, and we'll be out there Saturday night once again doing the Showmanship Awards at the Washington County Livestock Show.
And get a bid in.
Definitely want to come out and even just do the add-ons. I love that and being able to spread this to everybody who participates in the show. And it's a great thing, every tradition every year out there at the fairgrounds, and come on out. They're out there today.
Judging starts when we're done with the program at 10 o'clock.
I think so. And but Saturday night's the culmination, and with all the big awards and with the grand prizes and with the sale. So
okay. Well, you brought a friend along.
Yes, I did. One of our friends from the community, as we like to do, and from the Price Tower today. You represent numerous organizations in our community, though, Price.
I do.
Price Connor, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Brad. Well, do you know, we have so many things going on at the Price Tower right now. I would love to take an hour to tell you everything going on.
We don't have that long, Price. But I do want to know, because as you know, I love the Price Tower and what you guys are doing down there. I was down there earlier this week, got to sit in the pit in the new exhibit, and it's a wonderful stuff going on. And you were telling me then about all the stuff you've been doing education-wise and the gala that's coming up in a couple weeks. So let's just go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big things we have going on right now is Egg Drop, which is going to be on March 18th, 9:30 to 12. And that gives you a chance to try out your engineering abilities to build a construction that will keep an egg dropped from the 10th floor of the Price Tower, keep it all in one piece, and arrive unbroken. Now, we're very lucky that once again, our own Charlie is going to be the MC of the event.
Awesome.
We have great prizes ranging in all age groups.
This may sound kind of crazy to some people. You're actually going to drop eggs off the Price Tower.
This is
not the first year you've done this either.
No, this is the 12th year, that we've done it. And what it is, it gives you a chance to build a construction that will protect the eggs. Now, for rules, please go on www.pricetower.org, and you will see a list of rules. It's a 1 by 1 foot by 1 foot construction to protect the egg.
Okay.
And just in case you really fail, there is an award for the biggest splat. So, in addition to that, we have a wonderful gala coming up. This year, our gala is going to be on March 24th. It's going to introduce some great ideas. It's going to be a night that you will not believe. We have live auction items, a week in Tuscany. We have great things to go out at Taliesin West.
Oh boy.
The tickets are $175 a person, $1,500 for a table for eight. And I have to say, hurry up. They're almost sold out.
Almost sold out. And this is a well-known party. The gala is one of the big parties every year. And
yes,
if you haven't been, or if you haven't been in a few years, I'd recommend you hurry and get your tickets. It is going to sell out this year. And I know we've got a great, great live entertainment. We've got dancing and great food.
We
and
have
and
it all.
All the prizes and great things to bid on to, and all for the great cause of raising money for the Price Tower.
And if you want to buy tickets, I would recommend immediately, by the way.
Okay.
Call 918-336-4949, extension number 116.
Okay.
Now, right now, Brad mentioned the pit. We have a wonderful exhibit going on from now until March 26th, so there is still time to get there. And that is celebrating Shinnecon. Now, many of you remember Shinnecon, which was a masterpiece designed by Bruce Goff for Joe Price. And I know a lot of people in Bartlesville find this hard to believe. It burnt down 20 years ago.
That's amazing.
And we have wonderful photographs and, as Brad mentioned, the conversation pit. One of the features of Shinnecon was this incredible conversation pit, carpeted, lush, and all that. Well, we've recreated it. So we would recommend that you come to our exhibit and you sit in the pit and remember what it was like back in Shinnecon. And we have wonderful art pieces, drawings, we have interactive things going on, and something you would really enjoy.
That sounds great.
Now, this Saturday, we also have the Youth Art Show, which is March 4th. The Youth Art Show will feature works of students throughout Bartlesville. We are having a reception from 11 to 2 on Saturday, March 4th. And you can really come celebrate, look at the Shinnecon exhibit, look at the wonderful talent that we have here in Bartlesville. Brad, it's so amazing to me the amount and the quality of work that these students put out in Bartlesville.
Where did you get the art?
We got it from all the schools.
All the schools.
And ranging from elementary school to
high school. Awesome.
And I was just blown away by the quality of the work. It's really wonderful.
Excellent.
And we are also offering all sorts of educational programs now. Yes, education is back at the Price Tower in full force. The fourth Sunday of every month, we have free gallery tours.
Right.
That you can come in, and we also provide educational opportunities there. We're also going to be having a summer art camp this summer.
Okay.
And it's a chance for your children to learn about art, learn about architecture. And one of the most important things about the Price Tower is to realize that we have a building here in our town so well known worldwide. We have visitors coming that have heard about it from Norway, who have heard about it from New Zealand. The undersecretary to the Prime Minister of New Zealand came here and had made a special trip to Bartlesville just to see the Price Tower. And this is a test for you. How many of you who live in Bartlesville have not seen the Price Tower or gone on a tour? That's kind of like when you live in New York, you never see the Statue of Liberty. So come see our own treasure right here in Bartlesville.
But it's great, too, because you're just really inspiring people and the youth of the community to design and make better things. That's what's neat about all this. It's whether it's art or the egg drop or whatever, it seems like you're out to inspire people.
Do you know, we're out. We have a new credo of the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Inspire, celebrate. And that's what we want to do. We want to celebrate the arts.
Mm-hmm.
We want to inspire people to really learn more about all kinds of arts. We're going to be having wonderful summer music out in front of the tower.
Oh, cool.
And we have just so many programs. I can't tell you how excited I am to be involved with this. I moved here 5 years ago. And before I moved here, I signed up to be a docent at the Price Tower. And it is just such a treasure to have here. here, and I hope everyone appreciates it.
I can sense your passion, Price, and all that you do for the Tower. Thank you so much. And I know you do a lot of other stuff. I know you were recently honored by Morris and the team out at the Westside Community Center. And so all the work you do in the community is really appreciated, too.
Well,
it's wonderful to have people like you in town.
Well, thank you very much, but I will tell you, my heart really does belong to the Price Tower.
Well, we like that, you know.
Since it was named after me, what else could I do?
There you go. Wonderful. So there's so much going on. I mean, that's incredible.
Do you know what it really is? And mm-hmm. this gala is going to be amazing.
And of course, there's the everyday stuff too. We don't want to forget.
We have every day.
You could eat lunch there today. You could go down after work and have a cocktail. You can go have friends come and spend the night at our wonderful hotel.
Right.
You can go come and do a tour and go see the private offices of Mr.
Right.
Price. So there's so many things, opportunities every day almost at the Tower. So and I know you're involved in that too, and do a lot of the docent tours and things like that.
I do. We have tours every day at 11 and 1, and on the weekends we have them frequently. And, you know, once again, we're very pleased to say last Sunday we were sold out. We had to double up tours. We had 18 people going through the Tower all mm-hmm. 2 o'clock on Sunday.
And these are small groups.
They're small groups.
Tell us about what happens, because some people may not understand just how cool it is and what you get to see when you get into the Tower for the tour.
Well, you know what it is? We first begin by telling you a history of the Tower, because one of the really fascinating aspects of the Tower is it was originally designed in 1929 for New York City.
Right.
And Frank Lloyd Wright always referred to it as the tree that escaped the crowded forest. And I don't do a very good Frank Lloyd Wright imitation, but the tree that escaped the crowded forest and took root upon the plains of Oklahoma. Well, here we are in the plains of Oklahoma, and this allows you to go up to the private quarters of the Price Company, and the topper of the whole tour is really going to Mr. Price's private sanctuary on the top floor.
And all these floors have been renovated.
The floors have been renovated, historically approved. We have restored them to their 1956 appearance. But, you know, one of the best treasures that you can give yourself in Bartlesville is give yourself a weekend away. Come there. We like to say, spend the night with Wright. Have dinner in the Copper Bar, have a wonderful getaway from your children, and really feel what it's like to live in a Frank Lloyd Wright building.
Yeah.
There's only one other Frank Lloyd Wright hotel in the whole country that you can go to, and this allows you an experience that very few people can have.
Yeah, and it's right here in Bartlesville.
It is.
So often overlooked, I think. But
absolutely. We have many people who come from all over. We have an 80th birthday planned.
Yeah, that's coming up, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Well, that's 150.
80th for the Tower. So.
No, 80th is just for, we have 4 80th birthday parties being planned.
Oh my goodness.
There are people who formerly lived in Bartlesville who have not come back for years, but their wish was to come back and see the Price Tower, to stay there. And, you know, one of the things, if you are making a stay at the Price Tower, please tell us if it's a special occasion, and we will go out of our way to make that an even more special occasion than spending a night with Wright.
That reminds me, too, of another opportunity at the Tower that people may not be aware of that you mentioned. You can actually rent some space there, have parties there, weddings, meetings, you know, for your organization. It's a very unique space for stuff like
that. Do you know it is? You can rent the large gallery space, which is wonderful for Christmas parties. Actually, tonight I'm going to be going to a baby shower at 5:30. So it's a multi-use building. And do you know, one of the things that Frank Lloyd Wright wanted to do, he wanted a skyscraper. And in order to be a skyscraper, one of the requirements that Frank Lloyd Wright had was that it had to be retail, commercial, and residential. And the amazing thing is we have continued this. We have Ambler Architects for our off for our commercial space. We have the hotel for residential. We have a retail gift shop. And we have exciting plans coming up in March for our retail gift shop.
Really?
Once again, beginning in March and going through the rest of the summer, we are making it once again a destination shopping place for anyone who loves right.
Cool. So new stuff coming in?
New stuff coming in. The orders are coming in every day.
All right.
We're also going to be showcrafting local artists and local crafts. So you're really going to be able to come and have a wonderful shopping experience in addition to all the other wonderful things that we have available.
Wow, that's just great. Wonderful stuff. So everybody get out and give them a call right away if you want to get tickets to the gala. It's coming up on Friday. March 24th,
right.
Just right around the corner. Great auction items, wonderful live entertainment, one of the best parties in town. We'll see you there.
Remember, 918-3- I sound like Jerry Lewis on telephone, but call 918-336-4949, extension 116.
Bryce, I wanted to at least give you the opportunity to also talk about memberships, because that really is kind of the day-to-day thing that makes sure that the phones work, the lights turn on, the elevators go up and down, and that sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. We have revamped our membership, and we now offer wonderful things. One of the great advantages of joining as a family or joining under the 250 level, of course there are many other levels, is you get the benefits of NARM. And some of you may not know what NARM is, but NARM is the North American Museum Reciprocal. And it allows you free admissions to museums all over the country.
Wow.
I was back in Pennsylvania. I walked into the Brandywine River Wyeth Museum. The first thing they said, are you a member of NARM? Free admission.
Of course.
So it's a wonderful advantage. Not only can you take advantage of going to the Price Tower for free at any time, seeing all of our exhibits, but it allows you access to museums all over the country. Philbrook, Gilcrease, in our own area and nationwide, and also to certain reciprocal Frank Lloyd Wright sites.
All right. And I know access to the tower itself is just one of those things that
you know,
membership gives you, and it does help support everything. I mean, a lot of people realize, you mentioned it's a living building. There's people in there every day, whether it's the architects or some people staying
right.
in the hotel, eating dinner, going to the museum. But it's a task to maintain this facility, so we do have to raise money. The memberships go towards this effort, all, you know, trying to maintain the building and keep it is probably a never-ending task.
It is a never-ending task of maintenance. The building opened in 1956. It's now aging. And, you know, without getting pushy, we also accept donations. And, you know, anything that you can do, I think the first thing that everyone should do is come to the Price Tower, experience a tour, experience the building, spend the night with Wright, go to the Copper Bar.
That is what it's really all about.
It is.
Experiencing the tower. I mean, I know that that's what Frank wanted in the living building like this, a city
it
in unto itself, where it drew people into it. And I think the tower's done a great job of creating that energy and attracting people in. And with all the great events coming up now, there's nothing to stop us.
No, there is nothing to stop anyone from coming in at any time, experiencing the building, because I know that you all know what it looks like and where it is.
Should be easy to find.
Ticket information one more time.
Yeah.
Ticket information. Tickets are available. They're $175 each, a table for $1,500 for eight people. And once again, call 918-336-4949, extension number 116. And once again, don't forget Egg Drop.
Coming up a week from Saturday. 2 weeks from Saturday, the 18th, yeah.
It's 2 weeks from Saturday.
Okay, so, and what time should people show up for that? I know
you can begin registering at 9 o'clock, and officially we begin at 9:30, and the first egg will drop at 10 o'clock. And we are being wonderfully assisted by the Bartlesville Fire Department, who is always here to help us. So it's very exciting time to go drop your contraption, construction from the 10th floor of the Price Tower.
Yeah, a few rules, and you can find out all of those on the registration website. and
right.
So no food and a few other things. But anyway, it's a fun day. And
thank you so much, Price.
It's nice to find people that are enthusiastic about their topic, and Price brings that.
Price definitely has enthusiasm, and we love that at the Tower. I know he's put so much work into the Tower, and thank you so much for everything you do for the Tower and our community. Well, I know we share that, but still, thank you and everything you do every day. As a member of the board, just thank you. It's really important to us.
Thank you.
And I know Price will be back on a future program to talk about another one of our arts organizations later.
I'm sure he will.
if you appreciate that, it's odd. You need to suggest to Ford or Toyota or Lincoln or somebody that, if you're a member of the Price Tower, you get a special, Price Tower edition of a Lincoln or something.
Well, I'm actually always talking to them about the Price Tower. One of the reasons I love the Tower so much is I found this connection to my industry in the Tower through design. And, so much of what goes into cars is design. I know Frank loved cars. His favorite car was the Lincoln Continental. Yeah. And, that's something that I'm proud of. And the truth is that ties this together for me. Design isn't just nice art and abstract things that are there, but they're things we use every day, whether it's your trash can or the microphone in front of me here.
Yeah, but refused to build a garage at Falling Water. He said, I'm not putting a middle garage on this thing.
He had an aesthetic, and clearly it was different from many others. Yeah. But that's why it's so unique to have his building and to be able to tell this story about design, art, and architecture and how it all ties together. I think, that's really what's most unique about our tower, besides the fact that the tower itself is unique, is that the Price Tower Art Center, its mission is to try to tell that story of how art, architecture, and design come together to inspire people, and now we want to celebrate that, and that's a pretty special story.
Well, check out the Price Tower website, pricetower.org, and you can check out the schedule of events and sign up for whatever educational exhibits are coming on down the road in the future months.
That's right. And if you want to ask me a question about it, give me a call at the dealership anytime, 918-333-0900. I'll be happy to answer any questions about cars or about the Price Tower or anything else going on.
Yeah, and of course, set up an appointment to get your oil change, $9.95 oil change, or do it without an appointment if you choose to.
No, come in anytime you want. No appointment is necessary. That's one of our tenets. But at the same time, we do allow for appointments and have a sophisticated appointment system, particularly on the Toyota side. It's really quite effective, and they're ready for you about any time if you can pre-schedule it.
Okay, and of course, special buys on the Ford truck series?
Ford trucks, Lincoln vehicles, the all-new Lincoln Continental. We've got a few of those in stock. We've got Toyota trucks, the Toyota Camry, Corolla, RAV4 are really hot. So lots of great deals, new and used vehicles. Come check it out. It's a great time to buy. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, the discounts are big, great inventory and selection, and great incentives. So it is a good time to buy. If you've got your tax refund money or it's that time of year, it is a good time to come on down and give us a shout. We'll be there to help you.
Okay, and of course, service there 6 days a week. Can take a early day on Saturdays. You like to get the crew out the door by noon or one, but still, get in there.
Usually 1 o'clock, and actually talking about expanding those hours, because we know that we leave something on the table on Saturday afternoons for you that you may want to come in and actually have your oil change.
When you're ready to talk about that, Brad will be ready to talk to you. News on the way in just a bit.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.